This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, man, it's ugly for the left, and it's only going to get uglier. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's every aspect of what leftism represents. Talked about these guys a day or so ago, the Golden Globes. And I mentioned to you guys that Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, Tina Fey made the comment, we're not going to do any politics to the Golden Globes, because they were effectively saying to conservatives, will you please pay attention to us? Please. The People's Choice Awards, the Emmys, the Oscars, whatever. These are things where they need the public's participation. And if anybody took it into shorts in 2020, it was Hollyweird. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. So I bring this up because I always want to make you understand how important you are, how important your dollar is, how important the way you think is, how important your actions are. And just like the NBA is going to come back around, the NFL is going to come back around, Major League Baseball stopped there because they almost succumbed. And now they're going, whoa, hockey never did it. NASCAR is going to come back around. Every sport franchise is going to say, you know what? We screwed up. To heck with Colin Kaepernick. To heck with Black Lives Matter. Hollywood, Oscar So White, you know, all these people, they're tasting it. Hollywood is, and the Golden Globes and all these award shows have done nothing but lose audience. And the Chinese Wu flu hasn't helped them at all. Can't show off those gowns on Zoom. You know, people don't want to see that. If you're going to have glitz and glamour, they want it to be up close and personal. They want to see the show. And while I do understand the need to go out and showcase these new, the new couture and the new jewels and the red carpet events, and they're fun. I've been to a few. They're fun, but they're fun when it's not a bunch of egotistical elitists who think that what they believe is the way the world works, particularly when they're so distorted. So things are bad, folks. They're bad for Hollywood. They're bad for the Golden Globes. They're bad for leftism in general. And the Golden Globes is just one other indicator. I don't need to talk about Joe Biden to prove it. I went looking for the stats after the Golden Globe, just like I look for the stats after the Super Bowl, I look for the stats after whatever, because I want to know, how are we doing? How is leftism doing in the scheme of things? And what I can tell you is, it's not that good. I couldn't find any stats on the Golden Globes. Nielsen ratings, Golden Globes 2021. It's been a couple of days. I want to know how it did. I'm measuring. Did it get this 21.3 million households or whatever, however they rate? You couldn't find it. You know why you couldn't find it? They don't want to tell you. But here's what I did find. The Golden Globes are facing down a scandal that has felt in moments over the past week particularly existential, with the LA Times reporting indicating both a systematic and corrupt self-dealing and total lack of black members. Both of these strands have always been understood by some portion of the viewership as part of the complicated and unsavory mix of how promotion works in Hollywood. In other words, what they're telling you is Hollywood is notoriously racist and sexist. They didn't put that in there, but certainly racist, and it is sexist too. He said, there are many examples of unworthy but aggressively pushed projects to have been met with Globe's success, as there have been worthy projects about the black experience to have been blanked. Now, this guy's blaming Hollywood for not producing black product. Well, it ain't Hollywood's fault. I'm sorry to give them the bad news, but if somebody wants to be Tyler Perry, is a perfect example. Tyler Perry, if you produce more than Madea, you might find you have a bigger audience. Now he's starting to do that. But he's got a big enough bank between Tyler Perry and Oprah. If they want to open up Black Hollywood, they had Black Camelot with the Obamas, open up Black Hollywood and see how well it does. See, I have a theory. That's why I started the flickfest.com. I have a theory that people just want to watch good product. They don't care about color. You want to put black people in it? Fine. But if you decide you're going to black the cast, like the black version of Annie, don't be surprised if white folks don't go, or Latinos. Don't be surprised if it fails. See, America's not built that way. We're built on the best product. Denzel movies do pretty well. He doesn't demand an all-black cast. What Denzel demands is a good film. Give me something I can sink my teeth into, and I'll do it. I don't care who the cast is. As long as they're qualified, they're good. And I bet he has a lot of control over who gets parts. Anyway, going back to the Golden Globes, they said the implicit rebuttal to all of this in the past years was that this, what was vaguely known and has been put as concretely into print, has been that the Globes were allowed to be ugly behind the scenes because they were fun on stage. Yes, this show certainly has unfixable issues, but it's the ones where the stars come out to party. Perhaps then the timing of the revelations around Hollywood Foreign Press Association came at the perfect time. In the face of the most concrete evidence to date of precisely why the Golden Globes should not have such a hold on our attention, the ceremony put on a lazy, clueless ceremony that likely convinced many viewers to change the channel. The Golden Globes was a flop. Just like leftism, just like Joe Biden, just like all the things that leftism represents, it's a flop. It cannot survive on its own. And by the way, it's fraught with contradictions. The Golden Globes is patently racist. It's probably sexist. And of course, homophobic. Well, probably not that, given that it is Hollyweird. I want to talk a little bit more about this just because I think it's important to understand how we are winning. In this strange way, we're winning the culture battle. All we got to do now is flip it over. Go check out the flickfest.com during the break and let me know what you think. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Golden Globes was a flop. No surprise to this young black patriot who monitors that kind of stuff. I could have told you it was going to be a flop. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Golden Globes a flop. Yeah. And it was going to be a flop even without the new format under the WooFlu crisis, the scamdemic. It was going to be a flop because you have abandoned them. We are tired of watching Holly weirdos, elitists, who give themselves trophies and then brag about their trophies. Look at how many Golden Globes I got. It's a racist, sexist, homophobic organization. It picks and chooses the winners, not based on anything that has to do with merit, but based on what it decides is the popular thing of the day. And soon, if left to its own devices, it'll start giving out Golden Globes to black people like chiclets, because that will be the woke thing to do. But the reason why I'm even talking about this is I want you to understand how it relates to conservatism, how we always win in the end. Oh, we don't give ourselves trophies all the time and stuff. But when we do give trophies, they mean something. Let me give you an example. Unhyphenated America is about to start recognizing these amazing stories that we get told. And we will be giving out trophies to people who deserve them. People you would never meet otherwise. We will have our gala, and we will do this. And people will love it because they want to know the ordinary people doing extraordinary things and not looking for the accolades. See, that's our problem. You show me your industry that's suffering. I will show you people that are doing stuff not because they love the industry. I was talking to some people at CPAC. They said to me, Kevin, where are the people that know that the mission of what we do is bigger than the people? And I said, they are few and far between, my friends. Few and far between. I am proud to be one of them. Let me go back to this Golden Globes. They said this year's Globes seemed to attempt to force a show that rejected continuity into an uneasy familiarity. Part of that was at the production level. For instance, even though co-hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler were on opposite coasts, they were presented in an eerie, uncanny split screen in an attempt to create the effect of an artificial togetherness. When they, for instance, botched their joint introduction of honorary award recipient Norman Lear, it came as no surprise. Speaking of Norman Lear, I was having a discussion about Norman Lear, who created Archie Bunker and the Jeffersons and a host of other shows. Norman Lear was a communist as far as I'm concerned. Norman Lear took Archie Bunker, who was a pro-American guy, and he lampooned him. And he made Meathead and Gloria the saviors of the world. Do you remember this? Edith was the moderator, the mediator. But Archie was the racist, sexist, homophobic guy who, and let's agree, Archie was a bit of a bore, he was boorish. He was boorish. You know, he was over the top in some of his ideas, but he was on the right track in the sense of why are we having to deal with all these homophobe issues, homosexual issues, black issues, etc. We're one America. But Lear made his character the bad guy. But here's what's interesting. Think about the Jeffersons. Norman Lear made George Jefferson an openly racist black dude who did not like the interracial marriage between Helen and forget the white dude's name in the show, didn't like the interracial marriage of them. He was openly racist. Even when George Jefferson, who had made it, moving on up to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky, moving on up, you get it? They finally got a piece of the pie, and George was still angry. That was Norman Lear. He gave you a microcosm of everything that leftism represents, and people laughed it off. It was introduced to you folks in the 70s, and now it's come home to roost. Well, going back to the Golden Globes, it said there was something perhaps too redolent of the Globes' recent scandals about the evening's first winner, Judas and the Black Messiah actor Daniel Kaluuya, being silenced for a time, delivering his speech mutedly for a while before the connection stabilized. And they're even talking about the Golden Globes being racist, but the muting of the guy by accident because of technical difficulties is being considered racist. They go on to talk about the fundamental unseriousness of the Globes has always been its selling point. And as the show has, despite or because of its frivolous nature, become the most important watering hole on the road to the Oscars, its problem. The fact that the ceremony itself stands for nothing was why, for instance, the talent attending the show 3 years ago managed to hijack the proceedings and turn the evening into a provocation, a from-the-ground-up all-black gowns protest on behalf of Me Too and Time's Up. Well, let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. People are sick of this. Using your platform, your celebrity, for your little pipe dream. They're sick of it. That's why they're suffering. And as much as they try to convince you that the woke generation is winning, explain to me this. Explain to me these numbers. Explain to me how Tina Fey comes out and says, hey, we're not making this political. It's just going to be fun. Bring your politics. And they brought them anyway. But they were trying to convince us to come back. And I come back to this because I talked about it yesterday. How important you are. How important you are when they miss you. See, that was the Golden Globes. It's reaching out to you. And they don't want to publish the numbers because the numbers will verify how much they need you. going down and down and down. Worst watched Super Bowl in this amount of time. Basketball not getting the numbers back. None of the sports getting the numbers back. They're dying on the vine. I love it. They said, left to its own devices without collision between superstars in person to bail them out, the Golden Globes made every choice 180 degrees from the one that might have made sense. In other words, they did nothing but screw things up. Here was one of the other points they made. That sense of Zoom thrumming as a threatening backbeat of so many viewers' lives makes it feel strange in how the show works so hard to recreate, even to induce that zoomy feeling in viewers looking for a night off. Did every losing nominee really need to be in frame, living through their loss in gif-ably humiliating tedium? Wow. But think about that. You got these people in a frame, and they're at home or they're in a different location. I get it. Here's where they ended it. It was an evening defined by sourness and a sense of obligation on all sides. A thing that was being done because everyone knew it was what was done every year, even as the news insisted on the show's irrelevance and the production seemed to resist being put on. But what viewers who walked away after 3 hours feeling as if they had just gotten out of a contentious work meeting with some unpleasant co-workers may think to themselves is, maybe it doesn't need to. What they're saying is they don't need this event anymore. And they're right.
Radio show. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says the January 6th attack on the Capitol was clearly criminal behavior and was an act of domestic terrorism.
It's got no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law.
Wray, testifying in a Senate hearing, says hundreds of suspects have been identified in a wide-ranging ongoing investigation. The White House says coronavirus vaccine distributions are increasing from 14.5 to 15.2 million doses per week.
States are also receiving 2.8 million of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine this week, so they are receiving a total of 18 million doses.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki cheering the partnership between Merck and Johnson & Johnson to distribute J&J's new vaccine. This is USA Radio News. A man convicted of killing at least seven women was found dead in his cell.
A California serial killer known as the I-5 Strangler in the 1970s and 1980s has been killed in his cell at Mule Creek State Prison, southeast of Sacramento, California, shortly after midnight Sunday. 81-year-old Roger Reese Kibb died at the prison where he was serving multiple life sentences, being convicted of seven murders. Police officials say they're investigating his death as a homicide. His only cellmate, Jason Boudreau, was found standing next to the body and is serving a life sentence without the possibility of parole for a first-degree murder charge in Riverside, California. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate Finance Committee is set to vote Wednesday on the nomination of Javier Becerra for Secretary of Health and Human Services. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he's a definite no. He says opposition to Becerra among Republicans is growing and a full Senate vote on Becerra is going to be close. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. I call him Killer. When Killer is not killing old people, he's molesting women. Man. All I can say is it's about time. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Let me say that again. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Oh, my gosh. I love this story, see, because this is karma at its finest. This was in the independent.co.uk. The UK news is reporting about this. New York politics is worldwide politics. It's not like, you know, what's going on in Sweden. Everybody's like, oh, I wonder what's, you know, happening in, you know, El Norte in Spain. No, nobody cares. But people care about American politics, even granular to the point of New York politics. And this is coming from the UK. Andrew Cuomo has issued a statement apologizing if his jokes or banter were misinterpreted as flirtation by female colleagues after two women came forward with allegations of sexual harassment against him. That's what this reads. Oh, man. Two women. Let me tell you something. This blowhard dictator of New York, this needs to take him down. See, this is what I love about leftism when it spins on its own. Because, see, it went after a guy like Kavanaugh when he didn't deserve it. This guy deserves it. I'm going to be like the Me Too movement. I don't even need to know if it's true or not. I believe her. Oh, man. Look, I'm not trying to be mad at anybody's demise. But if anybody deserves it, it's these sanctimonious, self-righteous dictators like Gavin Newsom and Cuomo. Yeah, so he's apologized for his good-natured banter if it were misinterpreted. Yeah, like, hey, I'd like to stick my hand up your dress and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure Harvey Weinstein would like to apologize if his jokes or banter were misinterpreted as flirtation as well. The New York governor said on Sunday that he often joked with his colleagues at work and did not intend to make anyone feel uncomfortable. Now, I will say this. You know, you're around people, you're having drinks or something like that, and you're talking about a subject and you say something that maybe somebody else wouldn't say. Here's my thing. Deal with it. Not that big of a deal. But when it comes to spinning on the leftist like Cuomo, I'm all for it, baby. I'm gonna play the biggest hypocrite you've ever seen because he deserves it. Here's what it says. Questions have been raised about some of my past interactions with people in the office. I never intended to offend anyone or cause any harm. I spend most of my life at work, and colleagues are often also personal friends. At work, sometimes I think I'm being playful and make jokes that I think are funny. I do, on occasion, tease people in what I think is a good-natured way. I do it in public and in private. You see me do it at briefings hundreds of times. I have teased people about their personal lives, their relationship, getting married or not getting married. Look, I don't know what he said. I don't know why these women came forward, but I applaud them. If it's to bring down a dictator, and if the Me Too movement's going to do it, fine. Get more of them. Problem is, they're going to replace Cuomo, the moron, with another moron, probably a female moron, but I don't even care. I have no dog in the fight. But here's what I do like to see. I like to see gangsters get taken out. And that's what Cuomo is. He's a gangster. And see, these allegations likely ring true because of the next story that I will talk about, which comes from the Daily Caller. Not a British rag. And the Daily Caller reported this. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has backed off from appointing a former federal judge to investigate claims of sexual harassment against him. And here's the reason. The judge has close ties to one of Cuomo's closest allies. The New York governor had announced Saturday that former federal judge Barbara S. Jones would investigate the harassment allegations from former Cuomo staffers Lindsay Boylan and Charlotte Bennett. Jones had worked with longtime Cuomo advisor Stephen Cohen after she left her position as a judge. So let me just tell you what's going on. Cuomo was stacking the deck because that's what leftists do. He was going to get a friend of a friend, not directly related, but somebody who was a friendly, get them to investigate, and then it would all go away. But it didn't happen. Even AOC, you know, let's talk about the broken clock being right twice a day. Here's what she said. Lindsay Boylan and Charlotte Bennett's detailed accounts of sexual harassment by Governor Cuomo are extremely serious and painful to read. There must be an independent investigation, not one led by an individual selected by the governor, but by the Office of the Attorney General. Now, don't get excited, people, because Cuomo has a firm control over everybody, including the Office of the AG. You ever seen the show Billions? You should watch it. Because now you're going to really get to see the politicking. Because the office of the AG is going to get a lot of heat placed on it by Cuomo. They're going to dig into his family life and everything he's doing. And they're going to start pulling strings. And suddenly things are going to get a little dicey for everybody there. But good. Put everybody on the hot seat. Because any little leak, any little crack in the dam, and it's liable to break. They go on. But amidst criticism over his choice, Cuomo announced the next day, this was Sunday, that New York's Attorney General Letitia James and Judge Janet DeFiore, who sit on the New York State's highest courts, would jointly choose who would investigate the allegations. All right. We're bringing in two women and a woman of color, because you know Letitia James is a sister. So we'll see what happens here. How much clout does he have? Are people sick and tired of Cuomo? Because this will really test the mettle of Cuomo. Don't expect Fredo to cover this on CNN, by the way. Because remember, Cuomo, killer has already gotten an Emmy award. Killer has already got an Emmy for killing thousands of old people. He may have people too intimidated. He is Italian. That's all I can say. Let me put it this way. If you're Italian in New York and you're the highest ranking person in the state, you probably got there through some connections. You know what I'm saying? Forget about it. There is nobody that's squeaky clean that's that high up in New York or any other big city for that matter. And I'm telling you, the cover-up is going to have to be really interesting. I'm anxious to see it. They go on in this article. The governor's office wants a review of the sexual harassment claims made against the governor to be done in a matter beyond reproach. Special counsel to the governor, Beth Garvey, said in a statement, "We had selected former federal judge Barbara Jones with a stellar record for qualifications and integrity, but we want to avoid even the perception of the lack of independence or inference of politics." What did I tell you about leftists? When they give you their little stump speech on integrity and all that, that is the last thing they want. They selected former federal judge Barbara Jones because she could run interference. She would have the inference of politics, and she would have a lack of independence. That's exactly what they wanted. They wanted somebody who would come in and bail out Killer in the event that he needs it, and he needs it. Here are a few of the headlines that are now following Cuomo. Cuomo accused of pressuring a reporter to eat whole sausage in creepy video. Here's the other one. Governor Cuomo is on the verge of being done for good. You ready for this one? Nancy Pelosi calls sexual harassment claims against Cuomo credible. Ouch. This is not going to bode well for old the dictator, Killer. Because I'm saying when the people of New York turn on you, you're done. And this, Nancy Pelosi has gotten in on the mix. You got to ask yourself, what happened? What happened between this guy getting an Emmy and now?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about leftist dictator, the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, in serious trouble. Because, see, if you want to try to get him into political trouble through the normal means, you can't do it. He's a crooked dude. I told you guys, he set up a commission years ago to investigate crimes in New York. And the commission started looking into crimes that were starting to come back on him, and he shut down the commission. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Go look up the story yourself. I'm not saying whether the guy's innocent or guilty. I'm just saying you establish a commission to go to look at you know, waste and fraud, abuse, whatever. And as soon as it points its fingers at you, you shut it down. It has to make people wonder what's going on. 844-551-8255. Governor Andrew Cuomo's love life has been rocky and sometimes cringeworthy for years, since well before a second former aide accused him of sexual harassment on the job. This just happened in the last week. Briefly, I love this article, the heartthrob of some swooning liberals who call themselves Cuomosexuals. At the height of the governor's daily COVID-19 briefings last year, Cuomo, 63, has made no secret that he's on the prowl after a very public breakup in 2019. One of those Cuomosexuals was comedian Chelsea Handler. Any surprise? If you don't know who she is, she had a show for a while, but it lost its flavor. She took it over to Netflix, and it went kaput. The same way that other comedian, she had a show on Netflix. It completely bombed. Anyway, it says, but when the L.A.-based comic asked him out online, the gov ghosted her, she joked last October, a year after his breakup with 14-year girlfriend and celebrity chef Sandra Lee. He says, I'm a big fan of Chelsea's and she is great and we have fun. But on my dating life, you know, I'm only dating at this point in-state residents. He said during an appearance in October on The View, presumably referring to the still raging WU flu crisis. Unbelievable. And this guy's a hunk, right? He's a heartthrob. Here's another one. He jokingly lamented on The Daily Show to the host, Trevor Noah, on a human level, on a social level, nobody wants to have dinner with me. Can you blame him? I mean, have you watched his demeanor? Would you want to be, I mean, come on, Ike Turner. Would you want to be Tina in that relationship? I'm just saying. Cuomo looks like an old school New York mafioso. You know, he'll have you whacked. On a human level, he'll have you whacked. Cuomo was married to Carrie Kennedy, the seventh child of Robert F. Kennedy, from 1990 until 2005. Now, the Kennedys, Cuomo's had to watch their you know, P's and Q's with the Kennedys. Because that's a family that, you know, but that was one of the royal, that's like the prince of so-and-so marrying the princess of another country. And they do it in order to make a big alliance. So not surprised, you know, they're in the same circles. After all, his father, Mario, ran the state for quite some time. They share daughters, Kara Ethel Kennedy Cuomo and Mariah Matilda Kennedy Cuomo and Michaela Kennedy Cuomo. Why the two split has never been made clear. Well, you know how they can make it clear. All they have to do is have Barack Obama run against him, because Barack Obama will find the dirt on you and he will make it clear. But I don't need to know. I know why they got divorced. I can give you two words. Andrew Cuomo. They said, however, in an excerpt from The Contender, a Cuomo biography that was published in Vanity Fair, says, tension in their relationship arose early, and Kennedy even insisted the couple seek marriage counseling, but Cuomo was too consumed with work. Let me correct that statement. He was too consumed with power. That same year, his divorce was finalized. The governor began a relationship with Food Network host Lee. The couple moved in together in 2011. However, the couple's 14-year relationship officially ended in September of 2019. And Cuomo has repeatedly intimated publicly since then that he was looking for love. Do you think you're an attractive person now because you're single and ready to mingle? The governor's CNN host brother Chris teased him on the show Cuomo Primetime. God. No, the governor griped to WAMC host Alan Chardock, who asked him on air last summer whether he was dating anyone. What happened to women, to the women you were recommending, he chided Chardock. And now Cuomo is facing on-the-job sexual harassment from two former aides, Lindsay Boland and Charlotte Bennett. Now, I looked at Lindsay Boland's picture. She's an attractive woman, good-looking lady. I didn't see a picture of Charlotte Bennett. I didn't have time to look it up, and my producers didn't put that in front of my face, so I don't know what she looks like. But I'm going to presume she's an attractive woman, unlike the skankoids that many of these guys go for. Holy cow. Or the ones that accuse Kavanaugh, for example. Yikes. Really? Christine Blasey Ford never even had a period of her life where she looked good. You know, some people go through ugly periods as girls, and then they mature and they go, oh, wow, you know, she turned out to be okay. Nope, ugly duckling her whole life. I'm just saying. Don't get mad at me for saying it, but it's true. Anyway, they say Boland, who's a Democratic candidate for Manhattan Borough president, penned an emotional essay on Medium alleging the New York's top elected official kissed her on the lips without warning inside his Manhattan office in 2018. Keep in mind, this is before he's broken it off with his old lady. She says, I was in shock, but I kept walking, she wrote. After that, my fears worsened. I came to work nauseous every day. Let me tell you why I believe her. Just because. I would love to give you more. No, I'm going to give you more. I do believe her. Oh, man. I love it when these leftists get caught in their own web of deceit. See, here's why I believe her. Because she's telling you how she felt. She's not talking about her hippocampus and her hypothalamus and her amygdala. She's saying, I couldn't go to work feeling the same. And you want to know why she felt that way? Because that is a classic symptom of sexual harassment. This is a powerful man. We're not talking about her boss at the old, you know, the Quick Trip or some convenience store or some other business. We're talking about a dude, killer. We're talking about killer. Okay, we're talking about a dude who can kill 15,000 old people. He can kill 15,000 old peoples. I'm getting to sound like my great one of my uncles. But he can kill 15,000 people and get away with it. He can brush stuff under the rug that you will never see again. This woman is saying, if I don't give in, what happens? I can't say anything because he's too powerful. This is why you have sexual harassment. Not because of the dude that says nice dress or, boy, you know, are those contacts or, hey, would you mind going out for a drink later? You know, whatever. That's not what sexual harassment, that's just normal interaction of people. What Cuomo did is indeed sexual harassment. I don't know Bennett's story yet. She made her allegations right after. We can look into it and get you the stuff. I don't know. Don't know, don't care. But probably something very similar. And to a guy that has that kind of power, that's a scary feeling. That's a scary feeling for a dude. Not that, you know, I'm saying he kissed a dude, but either way. But I'm saying if you go to work with a guy like Cuomo, you're like, I don't know. I can't say anything. I can't be a whistleblower to anything because this is a guy. This is killer. This is killer. This is a guy that gets away with stuff. He sets up a commission to look for crime. They say, you committed a crime. He says, shut down the commission. And it's over. This is a guy you don't want to cross. This is Adam Schiff. This is Chuck Schumer. This is Nancy Pelosi. Yes. Women can do it too. Ugly business.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.